I am not in the habit of seeing the household words regularly, but a friend, who lately sent me some of the back numbers, recommended me to read all the papers relating to the detective and protective police, which I accordingly did, not as the generality of readers have done, as they appeared week by week, or with pauses between, but consecutively, as a popular history of the Metropolitan Police, and, as I suppose it may also be considered, a history of the police force in every large town in England. When I had ended these papers, I did not feel disposed to read any others at that time, but preferred falling into a train of reverie and recollection. First of all, I remembered, with a smile, the unexpected manner in which a relation of mine was discovered by an acquaintance who had mislaid or forgotten Mr. B's address. Now, my dear cousin, Mr. B, charming as he is in many points, has the little peculiarity of liking to change his lodgings once every 3 months on average, which occasions some bewilderment to his country friends, who have no sooner learnt the 19 Bellevue Road, Hampstead, than they have to take pains to forget that address and to remember the 27½ Upper Brown Street, Camberwell, and so on, till I would rather learn a page of Walker's Pronouncing Dictionary than try to remember the variety of directions which I have had to put on my letters to Mr. B during the last 3 years. Last summer, it pleased him to remove to a beautiful village not 10 miles out of London, where there is a railway station. Thither his friend sought him. I do not now speak of the following scent there had been through 3 or 4 different lodgings where Mr. B had been residing, before his country friend ascertained that he was now lodging at R.